Haskell Street, Helena, California, June 4, 1911. Elder Haskell, Nashville, Tennessee. Dear Brother, I thank you for your excellent letter, which I have read with much interest. Your encouraging reports regarding the school and sanitarium at Madison, Tennessee, vindicate what I have written regarding the location and working of these institutions. You say, there is much improvement made since you and a few others ate a lunch under the trees after it was decided to purchase the farm. It is an ideal place. It is a quiet place. It is away from the city, and I understand that they now have about as many students as they can well accommodate. I am glad to hear that the sanitarium is well patronized. Notwithstanding the varied ideas that some have had regarding the work of the Madison School, I have never doubted that the Lord directed in the establishment of this work. I have visited the place several times and have seen the progress in the erection of buildings and the development of the farm. I thank the Lord that it can now be seen that the encouragement that I have given was indicted by the Holy Spirit. Had not the Lord prepared the way and gone before the workers at Madison, such marked success would not have attended their efforts. For there were many who criticized and opposed. Were it not for these hindering influences, the good results now seen might have been attained with much less hard labor and discouraging effort. We need individually to understand that the byways must be worked, and that those in the hedges are to hear the message. In all lines of work there should be a harmonious blending of effort. A hundredfold more might now be seen of progress in these neglected fields in the South if men had not blocked the way. There are those who are like the men of whom Christ said, they have eyes but see not, and ears but they hear not. Jeremiah 5, verse 21. These retard the work of God and make the work of their brethren much more difficult. The great work that might have been done has been hindered by unbelief and the counterworking of men who should have possessed clear discernment and moved forward under the leading of the Holy Spirit to help in the work so greatly needed and so clearly called for in the testimonies regarding the work in the South. Many of our people are far behind in genuine faith. Health reform has not accomplished what it might have done for them and for those whom they can influence had they stood firmly for the principles that they acknowledge to be right. There has not been a drawing in even chords in harmony with the light that God has given. Some have tried to do a faithful work, but others have worked counter to the light, and they have displeased the Lord. If during the last 20 years there had been in our large cities aggressive, enthusiastic efforts to proclaim the message of truth, it would have been accepted by thousands who would not only be rejoicing in it, but laboring to impart it to others. The Lord calls upon all who labor for Him to follow the principles of health reform and to consecrate themselves, soul, body, and spirit, to Him. The Lord has given light on this subject clearer and clearer for many years, and how many have failed to walk in that light. At the last General Conference, I bore a decided testimony in regard to health reform, but by many this subject is treated as a matter of little importance, and they have continued in their own way, still following their appetites and inclinations. The indifference of some in influential positions leads others to disregard instruction of great importance. There is work of reconsecration to be taken up by the watchmen, that they may be refined and sanctified and fitted to minister acceptably in the Lord's work. The truth believed will manifest itself in action. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans 10, verse 10. Truth, sacred truth, must be stamped upon the heart. A deeper experience is needed by many, else their profession of godliness will avail them nothing. The Savior said, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy mind, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength." Mark 12, verse 30. The mind must be pure and undefiled. In places where the light should shine the brightest, the enemy is working constantly to gain victories. Wherever there is a school, a sanitarium, or a publishing house established, many are gathered together, and there are grave dangers. In centers such as Washington and Mountain View and Nashville, there should not be an effort to add new responsibilities and gather together more families of believers, but rather our brethren in these places should study how they can move out and establish centers of influence in places where is need of work being done.
The Lord calls for a decided work to be carried forward in the hearts of our brethren in these places of influence. We must not gather in those who have made crooked paths and connect them with the work. Unless there is a greater appreciation of the solemn truths that sanctify the soul, there will be seen a still greater backsliding instead of a higher attainment of true holiness. A different mold should be placed upon our work. There needs to be more living in harmony with the Scriptures. Purity of heart and holiness of character are needed in teachers and students.